Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt.
5, 4.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Everybody was Facebook fighting. Yeah!
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Facebook Fighting. It doesn't take long these days to go to Facebook and find a fight that happens instantly because, well, they're everywhere.
Oh my gosh, it's like winning the jackpot.
Oh.
Every time.
The fight lottery, for sure.
That's right.
So this time I found one on Facebook. Took us about 15 minutes. It's between people on my timeline, Marlon and Skylin. And so we're going to reenact this fight as it actually happened on Facebook. We're going to read word for word the post. We also have a side player here. This one is Amelia, so I'm going to need Aaron, our producer. You're going to have to be Amelia.
Amelia? Okay.
Yeah. So I want you to think of a good name. I want it to be a unique voice for Amelia. You're good at the female voices.
Okay.
It's kind of your specialty at this point.
I'll be Amelia.
So you're going to chime in with your two cents as well, but mainly between Marlon and Skylin. Here's the good news. Marlon and Skylin have actually agreed to be on our show here in a couple minutes to see if they can hash things out and become Facebook friends again, because they are friends on Facebook. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, so this is Facebook Fighting on 93.1 Jams. Here we go. So I went out to trivia last night, and you know me and my buddies, sitting around laughing when this woman came over and asked us to watch our language because she didn't want her kid to hear bad words. Lady, it's a f***ing bar, and you shouldn't even be able to bring your brat little kid in this bar. Like, it's not my fault you're a terrible parent who brings your kid out with you so you can drink, so why should I change how I behave? Some people are so dumb.
Marlon, can I ask you, like, a serious question right now? Do you ever do anything but whine all day? I mean, your friends must hate hanging out with you if you just complain all the time. I mean, listen, people have kids. It's a f***ing fact. You don't have to be discriminating bag about it.
Skylin, you weren't there, so you shouldn't get to judge me or say anything. I'm not discriminating. I'm just saying that I shouldn't have to watch what I say at a bar because you wanted to drag your little f***.
Oh, Jesus.
I've never heard this word.
Yes.
Your little Muppet. Your little Muppet. She shouldn't even be allowed to come in with her kid.
Maybe she couldn't find a sitter. You don't f***ing know what her situation is. You're telling me not to judge you, and then you go right around and call out some poor woman who works hard raising a kid for just wanting to have some fun. You don't have kids, and by being a jerk, all you're doing is proving that you should never have kids.
Good. I don't like kids, so I never want them anyway. But if I did, I wouldn't go around shoving them in other people's faces, ruining their nights. You don't have kids either, Skylin. Maybe because your butt is ugly. And given how dumb you are, it's not surprising.
Well, I'm a single mommy, so maybe I can offer some insight.
Oh, so the Southern Amelia. Jeez.
From the point you get pregnant, it's a stressful mess. But we deal with it because we love our little ones so very much. It takes strength and perseverance, and you, Marlon, shouldn't get to judge how someone else parents. It's none of your business.
That's right, girl. Wow.
Also, from the way you're talking, it sounds like you have some weird issues with women. That's just my opinion as a mom.
Boy, Southern Belle there.
I love it! Right! I bet he wouldn't have said anything if it would have been a dad with his kid. Thank you so much, Amelia.
I'm just trying not to be nosy, but sometimes I have to lay down some mommy truth.
Whoa. I don't know where this sexism thing is coming from, but I think you two are so off point. It was a bar, a place for people to drink beer and swear and laugh at dirty jokes. No place for a kid, and I'm sorry, but that's my opinion.
Well, I have my opinion, too, and that opinion is that you're a whiny bag.
All right, there you go.
I love
Marlon
it.
And Skylin and look, Amelia came in. Which she's a Southern Belle.
Yes, honey.
Yeah, she's a Southern Belle.
She's beautiful.
I love her.
All right, well, she was making some sense, but how much sense, we don't know. And now they're going to try to come on and be Facebook friends once again. Let's welcome to the show Marlon. Good morning, Marlon.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey.
We're good.
Listen, it's Wisconsin. You know, people can be in bars drinking and cursing and
with their kids.
And then come in with their kid and ruin your night. And all you did was post out on Facebook and then a little fireworks happened. Is that right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's Facebook. It's, you know, people have to get involved with that doesn't concern them at all. And that's Skylin's MO. She's constantly jumping in on stuff that is none of her business. And I'm just venting. And first of all, I'm totally in the right. You shouldn't have your kid in a bar at night anyway. That's ridiculous.
Please.
Oh, there she is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hi.
So, Marlon, Skylin is on the phone with us. We thought it would be good to have you two together so that you can point, counterpoint this. So, Skylin, you thought Marlon was a little overboard with he wanted to be in the bar screaming and cussing with no kids.
He is. He's like a frat boy that needs to get over it. Like, grow up and deal with it. Like, people need to bring their kids places that, you know, they normally don't bring kids.
No, Skylin, there are plenty of other places people can bring their kids. They don't need to bring them to a bar which serves alcohol. I didn't go to bars when I was a kid.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Actually, they do have adult beverages there now.
Yes, they do. They do wine. Lots of wine for the moms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And beer.
I mean, I used to.
But this is like a bar. They were doing a trivia night. This wasn't like a restaurant bar.
Oh, my God.
Skylin, you don't have a leg to stand on. You're stupid. That's why you immediately jumped and changed the point to it being a sexist issue. It has nothing to do with gender.
No wonder you're fucking single, dude. No wonder you're single. You are a terrible fucking person. You realize that, right?
Oh, I'm single because I don't see this as a gender issue because I'm not sexist, even though you think I am.
You're terrible.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You're an idiot.
Nobody would take you.
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Oh, how do you guys?
Oh, because I have values. No one would date me because I have values, and I wouldn't bring a child into a bar where people drink.
Oh, please, that's not values. That's just you being a whiny fucking hipster bag. That's what that is.
Hipster.
There it is.
All right. Did you guys go out before? You guys sound like there's some. Like some pent up chemistry. Do you guys date before?
No.
Oh God, no.
Okay.
Years more than anything at this point.
Yeah.
No, you're just a fucking moron. That's all it is.
Okay.
I like her.
Well,
I'm a moron because I don't want to bring a child into a bar. It's not appropriate.
Dude, you're a moron because it's like, you sat there and complained about it on fucking Facebook. You're an idiot.
Well,
get over it.
Yeah, Facebook, I mean, it is a way to reach out and talk to the people that are in your friends category. So is there any way...
And Skylin, you were the only person that had an issue with it, so maybe I'm not the idiot.
Well,
maybe
Amelia...
Idiot. Oh, please.
Amelia,
please,
yeah.
All your friends, they're probably hipsters.
Don't even try to talk.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Somebody else did have a problem, Marlon. Amelia came in, and she said that, you know, she was doing the mommy justice. Remember the mommy truth she was laying down?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably someone from Skylin's patrol to jump in and back her up.
Control.
You're such an you're a sexist I hope you die alone. You realize that? I hope you die alone because nobody's going to put up your
shit. Oh, my God.
All right.
Well, if I have a child and I'm in a bar and I die, then I will die alone because I will leave the child at home.
Oh, slam.
All right. All right.
Well,
so it looks like we're not going to be able to resolve this on the radio.
Oh,
but
come on.
It's the age-old debate, whether you should have the kid in the bar or not.
That's a big old debate.
I don't think we solved it. Well, thanks for coming on our show, guys. We appreciate it. Hopefully you guys can work stuff out and maybe become friends again. What do you think?
God,
no need. Nope, I'm good.
No, I'm good.
Adorable.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
We are Marco and Krista. Thank you very much for having us on this morning. We do appreciate you listening. And if you have anything in your life that makes you say, oh, hell no.
Yes.
We want to hear from you at 321-0931. We put this out on social media. We got a few good responses. But we'd love to hear your voices. And it could be, people always, oh, does it have to be like this massive thing? No, it could be something super small. And I'll give you a perfect example of something that happened to me just yesterday. This is a very true story.
Okay, I'm ready.
Driving home, and I'm on 94, and if I have to backtrack a little bit, my car does not have air conditioning because it broke. It's near the end of the summer, and it's going to cost me $700 to fix. So I said, oh, hell no, I'm not fixing it. Now, that's not my hell of the no.
Okay.
But I just wanted to use that. Yeah. No, hell no. I'm not fixing my air conditioning. I'm not spending $700. So, and the reason I'm telling you this is I had all my windows down. Mm-hmm. And that's how I have to ride around because yesterday was hot as all get out. So I got my windows down, all of them in my car, and I'm going home, and there's a car behind me about, I don't know, six car lengths, and we're on 94 just going. I don't know if you've ever been in a car at 75 miles an hour, but there's a lot of wind in there.
I have.
Mm-hmm. With the windows open.
Yes.
So I'm in there, and papers start to kind of fly around and stuff. It's like you're in a vacuum, really, in space when you're in a car going that fast. Mm-hmm. But anyway, what happened is I had some napkins from Chick-fil-A on my seat, and all of a sudden they just up and go, and they fly out the window. I tried to catch them.
Please tell me you got pulled over.
So these napkins go flying out the window. Another napkins.
Yes.
So first of all, napkins. Now, granted, it's littering, but they're gonna disappear into the earth after a few rains. They're napkins, they're paper. They go back into the earth, so it's not really littering. Anyway, they fly out the window. I'm driving. This car behind me sees all this stuff go out of my window, and I'm sure the guy's like, "Oh, look at this jerk!" So this guy pulls up, and he speeds up, and he gets right next to me, and now we're going 75 miles an hour. It's just a regular guy. It's not a cop, or I would have been probably pulled over. And this dude made it a point to come right next to me, look over at me, and go,
"Oh, he shook
his head." He shook his head at me.
Oh, I do that.
Like I was some a-hole because I just threw a bunch of stuff out the window. And I felt like saying, "Guy?
Hell no.
It's on."
Yeah. I did not litter. Stuff flew out of my window.
You should have went back and gotten all the napkins.
It was on 94.
I don't care, Marco.
It was going 70 miles an hour. You don't stop doing that. Somebody's going to die doing that. Anyway, so it was the accidental litter for me.
Really? You want to hear something that I saw that was disturbing? I was like, oh, hell no.
What?
Somebody thought it'd be funny to put a red balloon and tie it around a little dead raccoon's paw. Not funny, Marco.
Hell no.
Was that Pennywise the clown?
I don't know. But the thing was on the side of the road was a little balloon that was wrapped around its little wrist.
Boy, that's just odd.
It was just up in the air.
What part of town do you live in? Goodness. You do live next to a graveyard.
Yes,
though, so,
I know. Thank you.
Yeah, so that could be something.
Poor thing.
Wow, my thing's in there. Hi, good morning. Who is this?
Katrina.
Hey, Katrina. How are you?
Good.
All right, so stories of times in your life when you were like, oh, hell no.
Okay, so our lease just ended, and my roommate's mom wants us to reimburse her for taking off the day of work and hourly cleaning our apartment that neither of us were in the entire summer.
Oh, what?
Really?
Hell no.
Uh-oh.
What? I mean, did you tell her we didn't even live in the apartment for a while, or?
Well, I cleaned it before I moved out, so then my roommate was the only one in there the entire summer.
Oh, so she jacked it up.
Yeah, see?
Yep.
Oh, no. That's why roommates suck.
I know. Are you two no longer friends?
Yeah, basically.
Oh,
yeah.
See, it happens all the time.
Well, next time, do me a favor. Next time you see her, for Mark and Krista, say this. Hell no.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. See? Roommates ruin everything, don't they? We got this from Connor off of Facebook. So my girlfriend had been sick for like 4 days in a row, so I decided to be a good boyfriend and brought her soup, tea, and chocolates. That is until I saw her ex's truck in the driveway and some very loud sounds coming from her bedrooms.
What would that be?
Hmm. At least the chocolates were tasty. There. Yeah.
Oh.
Hell no.
Really?
You go to bring your girlfriend chocolates and stuff because she's sick, but the ex is over there? Come on.
Come on, guy.
Come on, guy. This is from Heather. I woke up with a whole back absolutely covered in big red itchy rash, and I immediately knew that the bushes me and my boyfriend got it on with the night before was, in fact, poison ivy.
Hell no.
Have you ever had that before?
Poison ivy?
Yes. Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Really? Yeah.
But that's not fun.
Mm-mm.
That is not fun.
Mm-mm.
Let's get
not
to go.
Good.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
You there?
Hello.
Hey. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, this is Steve.
Steve, what's going on, man?
Okay, so I recently joined a gym for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's just not been going really well so far.
What happened?
On my first day, I went in and I put my clothes in the locker, to get naked and go use a shower and whatnot. And I came back and I had locked my clothes in the locker, and I don't know where I put the key to the lock.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm just, like, standing there, but I don't want to, like, make eye contact with anyone to ask for help because I'm just butt naked.
Wow.
And it was a long afternoon.
Oh, my gosh.
You poor thing.
Hell no.
Oh. So now, did you just wrap a towel around yourself and go up to the front desk?
Well, no, because the front desk is, like, right by these, like, big mirrors that, like, you know, face the sidewalk. And so I didn't, I just sort of stood in the locker room until someone came in there.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
This is the best.
That's it. Because, I haven't been to the gym a lot, but I know when I did go to the gym, guys that get naked, they just love being naked, walking around. There's a lot of guys that just don't even mind it. They're just walking around a bunch of naked.
Yeah.
So, I could see where you probably didn't want to. Just hang out in the locker room. And
I'm just curious, since you guys work out and you've been in the locker room, have you ever had a situation where you are walking and you see an old man with his leg propped up and he's blow drying his two things that are falling? That happened to a friend of mine, and I'm like, is that really what goes on? He's like, Krista, this, I kid you not, 3 days in a row I walked in on an old man doing that.
I haven't seen that, but now that you mention it, it's probably a good idea. Actually, it's not bad. Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah. Look, Steve was dumbfounded there.
Yeah,
he didn't even know how to answer your question.
If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.